The Dan and Maz Show.
Let's get ready to catch up, all thanks to Prezi Digital Gift Cards. Now, Prezi lets you buy gift cards from major retailers. You can send them instantly or send them whenever you choose. Just buy any gift card today at digitalgiftcards.com.au and you could win a $250 gift card. LTPM 1601177.
My fellow Australians, it's time for the first meal of the day. And it's a day that starts with S, which means it must be time for your serving of weekend breakfast. So crank your volume up. Oh, to a respectable listening level.
It is still quite early.
It's time for Dan and Maz Weekends. Hooray!
Everything lights up. Makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness. That's what we're talking about.
Good morning, legends. Dan and Maz Weekends. Thanks for joining us. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Oh, bloody great, Maz Compton. How are you?
I'm good. Riddle me this.
Riddle away.
Why does one of my anklet socks always slip down the back of my heel and go under my foot, but not the other? It drives me insane. It's been happening all morning. I don't understand.
I sometimes suffer from the same thing. I reckon it's because one of them is a bit of a slacker, a bit of a lazy one, and it's sort of let its elastic go loose. It's a bit like... it expired early, maybe at the factory. Someone didn't sew it tight enough or something like that. And it's just gone blowing loose.
Always the left one, though. What is going on there?
Always the left one. For me, it's the right.
Really?
Maybe we lean in opposite directions.
Possibly. That's why this has worked for so long, I reckon.
Yeah. We both take things in opposite directions. Bad for our socks. Great for radio.
We've got a great show planned for you guys. Stay with us. Up news, it's
confexed.
It is going to be a great show. We're off to a great start. Confused is up next. If you would like to play, we need one contestant for Confused. 131060 is the number.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
It's time for Confused.
Confused is our confusing news game show. That's why we call it Confused. We mash the two words together. DJ Konski just did a mashup for you then. We do mashups, but of words. Which is cooler, hey? What's cooler, R&B mashup or word mashup? I'll let you decide, Australia. Yeah.
Probably R&B mashup, to be honest.
I don't know. Words are pretty cool. Without them, we wouldn't have been able to do any of the talking we've done so far. All right, that was probably the most long-winded explanation I've ever done for this segment.
Yeah, it's
still going. It's going right now. We got Chris on 131060. Chris.
Hey, how you going?
Bloody great, mate.
We're good. We're really good. How are you?
Morning, Dan and Maz. How are you?
We just told you how we are. Did you not listen? listening is important for this segment because Maz is going to tell you two news stories and one of them is fake and you have to sniff out the fake one.
Go on, go ahead.
All right.
All right, well, this first story is a bit on the nose, Chris.
Oh.
A bankrupt Armenian dairy company that hasn't paid employees and milk suppliers in months has announced that it will be settling debts in blue cheese. Within a few months of ramping up its blue cheese production to full throttle, the company struggled to find buyers for the produce and became unable to pay employees and milk suppliers to the tune of 70 million Armenian dram, which is a lot of dollars. The company decided the best way to appease its angry workers and local cattle farmers is to use the cheese as currency. With around 60 tonne of cheese valued at 2,000 dram a kilo, the company has enough to settle its debt, but not everybody is happy with the decision. Some workers were reported saying they can and bear it. Or, Chris, is it story number two? Ho, 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 more like no, no, no. What was supposed to be a happy visit with Santa left a bad taste in the mouth of a 9-year-old boy in North Carolina. That's because Santa said something quite unexpected to the little boy, reported by local station WLOS-TV. Anthony Mays of Rutherfordton went on a Christmas event in nearby Forest City. The family enjoyed a carriage ride and some ice skating before they ended the night with a visit to Santa.
Aww.
When Anthony finally met Santa face to face, he asked for an iPod Touch and a drone. And then jolly old Saint Nick said something that wasn't so jolly at all. He said, "Perhaps you should ask for a bicycle and get in some exercise instead." Anthony told the station that he felt awful. Chris?
Harsh.
Is it story number one that is fake, or is it story number two that is fake?
Listen, I reckon story number one was the correct one. Number two was fake.
Chris, you're on the money, my friend.
Yes! Chris, you're bloody legend!
Well done, Chris. I will clarify, story number two, the little boy from North Carolina did visit Santa, and he did say something unexpected. He actually said to the little boy, "Lay off the hamburgers and french fries."
Oh, that's even
as
better.
As he got off the lap of Santa, because I think the boy was a little on the heavy side.
Poor little tubby child. Chris?
Yes.
Is it true that you're the person that Christmas is named after?
Perhaps. But hey, Maz, just a quick one. I reckon your sock's falling down.
Yeah, go for it.
Because your shoe's a bit loose.
But just one shoe's loose?
Yeah, one shoe's a bit looser than the other.
You got a fat foot.
Well, Chris, I'm going to do up my shoelaces and I'll give you a report at the end of the show.
Good on you. Have a great day, guys.
Oh, thanks, mate. You too, mate.
You too. Have a Merry Christmas, Chris.
Yeah.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
It's time for Australia's favourite segment.
They were the kings of the earth for millions of years. They were the mightiest animals ever to exist. They are all extinct, but their news is still relevant.
Segment going. Dinosaurs, they may have been extinct for millions of years, but
they still make the news.
They still make the news and
sort of like Peter Andre's career.
Does he still make the news though?
He does occasionally.
Oh, thank you to all the paleontologists who sent through on Twitter this story to me. Okay, I'll be honest, there was only one of you, but thank you, Matt, for sending this through. Dinosaur news! And he sent me a link.
What is it?
This is such a good story.
They've obviously found, like, some bones, because that's usually how dinosaur news goes.
Well, yes, they have actually, Maz, you're right, but this is incredibly special. They found, in Myanmar, encased in amber, just like in Jurassic Park, in amber, they have found the tail of a dinosaur with the feathers still attached. This is the first time this has ever been found. We've found dinosaur tails before.
Not just bones.
No, with the feathers still attached, all preserved, all in a row.
Whoa, that is cool.
This is very cool. 99 million years old. This is the first time they've ever found an actual like bone fossil with tails
stuff on.
The guy who found it, right, his name is Li Da Qing. He's a paleontologist at China University of Geosciences in Beijing, right? They go to markets in Myanmar to try and find old amber because the sellers there, they dig it up and they sell it to people who make jewellery.
Right.
And if there's stuff in the amber, they'll get a better price for it because they're like, oh, look, it's unique. It's got like a bit of plant in it. You can make jewellery out of that. And the guy, the paleontologist, looked at it and was like, this isn't amber. This isn't a plant. This is a dinosaur tail.
Wow. Lucky he found it.
I know, right?
Because not everybody would know that.
He persuaded the university to buy it, which I'm not sure is that exciting.
How much?
That's what I was thinking. Like, you know, when you go to the markets in Southeast Asia and you buy something, you can
haggle
them down. Yeah.
You haggle.
Apparently the vendor didn't offer a discount, though, once he knew there was interest. Good on him. Quite shrewd.
How much do you buy a dinosaur tail for?
You know what? I don't know, Maz. I'm not sure what the going rate is. Yeah. But anyway.
If it was the organic markets, it would have been more expensive, obvs.
Well, of course it's organic, Maz. They weren't using GMO back then.
Well.
Yeah, all right. I love the quote from the guy. He says, I have studied paleontology for more than 10 years, and I've been interested in dinosaurs for more than 30 years, but I never expected we could find a dinosaur in Amber. This may be the coolest find in my life. The feathers on the tail are so dense and regular. Great adjectives. They're so dense and regular. This is really wonderful. And then the article notes, in his dream of dreams, Ching says he hopes to find a whole dinosaur encased in amber.
Oh, whatever, as if.
But apparently the little dinosaur, 99 million years ago, it was about the size of a sparrow, and it flew onto the tree and got stuck in the resin.
Oh, wow.
And it just, I can't get out. And then it slowly got subsumed by the resin, and that's why it's preserved so well.
Have they named it? Have they given it a name yet?
The resin is called Eva.
Okay.
Or the dinosaur. Do you mean the dinosaur?
I meant the dinosaur.
The dinosaur is a Coulurosaurus.
Let's call him Jerry.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, apparently it would have grown up to be about the size of an ostrich. But instead, it was stuck in amber, and now it's being talked about 100 million years later.
That is wild.
Imagine if 100 million years' time, people are talking about you, Maz.
Well, I better go find some amber and immerse myself.
Just
in
have
it.
A sit.
Good dinosaur news, Dan.
So good.
Yeah, that was good. Up next, I've got some pig news.
Oh, have we got an exciting introduction for that?
It's not as exciting, no, but it is a really cool story about a pig that's actually helping people have a better day over in America. It's up next.
If you want your Christmas gift to be a massive hit this year, give a Prezi digital gift card. So Prezi lets you buy e-gift cards from major retailers sent instantly or scheduled to send later, like on Christmas Day. Better yet, when you buy any gift card today at digitalgiftcards.com.au, you could win one of 10 $250 gift cards. That's like an awesome early Christmas gift. LTPM 160-1177.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
We just heard some dinosaur news.
Oh, it was so good. Oh.
It is really
If you missed it,
stuff.
Go to our Twitter, at Dan and Maz. You can see, I tweeted the link there.
I have some pig news for everybody.
La, 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 la.
That'll do, pig. That'll do.
Oh, little piggy.
Pig news.
This story... Dan, much like you said, a few paleontologists had sent you the dinosaur news article across various platforms like email, social media, etc.
I got one tweet, but...
Wow.
But Matt's a big fan of dinosaur news.
I have been sent this therapy pig story from about 11 different people.
I think I was one of them, Maz. I think
you
I
were.
Sent it to you.
You were. In our planning show notes, this email came up and it was like, this is just for Maz because I know she's going to love the story.
Yeah, yeah.
It is so cute and best summed up by the American TV news report.
If you say you'll only enjoy holiday travel when pigs fly, well, you should head to the San Francisco airport. It now has a therapy pig there. That's Lilu. She's on the team of animals who help reduce stress at the airport. They already have therapy dogs and cats, but Lilu is the first therapy pig at an airport, complete with painted nails, by the way. So now nervous passengers can go whole hog.
Oh, good one.
Wow.
Good one, American television news. It's part of the WAG Brigade, which is located at San Francisco's airport.
WAG?
The WAGs.
See, here in Australia, that would mean a different thing. That
it
would mean
really would. It would mean Rebecca Judd is just hanging out at the airport.
Yeah, exactly.
The WAG Brigade, team of certified pets who go around and just help everyone chillax a bit.
Okay.
It's such a great idea because, you know, the airport can be very stressful. Dan, you're a very anxious person in general.
Yeah.
And I know getting to an airport, I mean, you'll be at the lounge, to be honest, though.
Yeah, I would, getting the free champagne.
Only fly first.
Only fly first, I wish. Oh, business, please, darling, business. I'd get nervous if a dog came over to me at the airport. I'd be like, don't sniff my bag, don't sniff my bag.
That's because you're doing something dodgy. But little Lilu.
Yeah, he's trying to get some camembert out.
She's the newest addition to these little animals that roam around the airport and help chill everybody out who are maybe having a bit of a stressful time, or you're stuck at an airport because your flight's been delayed or cancelled. You can go and hang out with a little pet. Everyone feels better after petting a pet.
If you were in San Francisco, I'd feel annoyed if I didn't get to see the pig at the airport. It'd be
little
Instagram dynamite.
Lulu, it's so cute. And she's very gorgeous. Apparently she's a bit of an attention seeker. Rolls around, does a few little tricks. I think this is such a great idea. Can we get pigs at the airports here?
Yeah, and then after they grow up a little bit and they get a bit less cute. There's airport cafes so you can flip them and make a bit of money.
Don't. You're not having an egg and Lulu roll.
I know, a lot of people fly hungover and the grease. I don't know. No, I think it is cute, and I think it is a. It definitely would make people relax a bit more. I just think she'd get mobbed. I think everyone would be after her.
Therapy pigs.
She'll need her own therapist as well. An even cuter pig to therapize her.
There you go. That's pig news, guys.
Love it.
Dan and Maz weekends.
Hey, the winner has been announced for Finland's Got Talent. There you go, guys.
Finland's Got Talent. Yeah, willkommen. That's German. I don't know how to say hello in Finnish.
I don't know either. This is a very interesting story. It popped up on our news feeds and we absolutely need to get that on the air this weekend.
This guy, he's got such an amazing talent.
Well, it's the best talent because he's won Finland's Got Talent.
He's literally the most talented person in Finland. Arman, Sara, Jari and Sammy all said, you are the most talented. That's the judges. That's like the most exciting people in Finland.
His name is Anton. We have a piece of his performance to play for you, but I just need to do an explain before you hear it.
Yeah, he plays a very special instrument.
So it is a musical number
that
he's doing.
I believe it's John Lennon's Happy Christmas brackets, War is Over, close brackets.
It is. Yes. Very popular song.
Very popular, especially around Yuletide.
Very emotive song.
And this is possibly one of the most emotive versions of it.
So Anton is doing this song, and what you are going to hear is a sound made by him squeezing his hands together, also known as the hand fart. Whole song. He did the entire song.
Of course he did.
It was incredible. What? And he got a standing ovation.
Of course
the judges
he did.
Loved it. And he won Finland's Got Talent by hand farting.
Oh, I think he's joined us in the studio. Oh, Anton, how did you feel after winning Finland's? Oh, really? That was a wetty. All right.
It did make us laugh.
Oh.
The video, you've got to, honestly, if you've got a spare couple of minutes today, watch the video. It's impossible to watch and not smile.
Good on you, Anton.
It just makes you laugh. It just makes you laugh.
You can imagine him doing it at the dinner table and mum and dad being like, Anton, stop making that awful sound. And he'll be like,
one day I will be so successful with my hands.
You have to be very diligent to get that good at something. So imagine how much time this lad has spent squeezing his little hands together.
The range. He's got such great range. He can go from bass to soprano.
It's outrageous.
Yes. Or bass to sopranus.
Ooh, okay. That was a stretch.
Don't say stretch in the context of this.
That wasn't a stretch.
Oh, good on him. What an absolute inspiration that is to the children of today. You know what? If you're listening right now, kids, I've got a message for you. No matter what your talent is, no matter what it is, how weird it is, think of Anton. He squeezes his fingers and makes fart sounds, and he's now officially the most talented person in Finland. The most talented person officially. He can, like, he's up there.
This has inspired this segment on the show today. Because we figure if Anton can make a career out of the humble hand fart.
Career?
Surely there are other people out there that are aspiring hand fartologists.
Yeah. And so 131060. Oh, not just hands, Maz.
Body parts.
131060. Give us
what
a
about
call.
The good old under the arm.
Oh, fart. Yeah, the under the arm, yes. What about when you
that's
sort
a
of
classic.
When you put your the inside of your elbow around your mouth. That one.
Oh yeah.
See, I'm not that great at it, but out there somewhere is someone who's phenomenal at it. I think, Australia, you can sense what we're about to ask you to call up and do.
We want to know if you can make a fart noise with a body part. Give us a call on 131060. Get it on the air.
You know what would be great, Maz, if people did it and we had to guess the body part.
Let's do that then.
All right. 131060.
More fun for us too.
And if you're I don't want to say the phrase old fart. But if you're a bit of a curmudgeon and you're saying, ah, this is very immature radio. First of all, yeah, it is. Suck it up, mate. Go listen to AM. Secondly, right? Secondly.
Or smooth, whatever.
This is like officially a talent now.
It is.
We're basically doing a talent show. If it's good enough for national broadcast TV in Finland, it's good enough for national broadcast radio in Australia.
That's right. Okay. 131060, can you make a fart noise with a body part? We will do our best to guess the body part, but basically fart noises on the air next. Of course you're going to stick around.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
So, Finland's Got Talent have announced their winner for 2016, and it's a guy who can do hand farts.
Oh, it's so beautiful. Doing it all with his hands.
Yeah, it's brilliant. His name is Anton. He's talented. He's so talented, in fact, that he won
crank it back
Finland's
up.
Got Talent. It's the best bit.
Good.
It's just brilliant.
It is. And we've tweeted the video. If you go to @ Dan and Maz
so
on Twitter.
Funny.
Well, the best bit is he's wearing a festive hat.
Oh, he's just, he's adorable.
And a
his
Christmas jumper.
Face.
Oh, he's so happy. But yeah. He's also, he's not overperforming, you know? He's not playing it up. He's just loving it and showing off his talent, which is kind of, Maz, what we want to do now.
We would love you to call 131060 if you can make a fart noise with a body part. We're not going to restrict it to just hand farts. We're really going to broaden the scope here.
Yeah. And before you roll your eyes and say, oh, gosh, typical Dan and Maz, immature, just being silly.
But it's funny. Farts are so funny. I'm sorry, but they are.
This guy won. Finland's Got Talent. That's
this
legit.
This guy won like $1 million.
Yeah, a million.
It's insane.
Finnish, I don't know, krona or whatever they have over there. All right. 131060. Now.
This is great.
Should we set like the serious tone? Set a serious tone?
Sure, it won't last, but let's start
right.
Serious.
Yeah, let's go. All right.
Whoa, that's dramatic.
We are welcoming in to, I guess, Australia's Got Fart Talent.
Sure.
Brianna. Hello, Brianna.
Hello.
Hey,
oh,
babe.
Brianna. How old are you, Brianna?
9.
9. That's very excellent. Old, isn't it? You're very grown up. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Now, Brianna, we need you to make fart noise with a body part. Are you prepared to do that on the radio this morning?
Yes.
Brianna, right. Are you allowed to say the word fart at home?
Probably not.
Yes.
Oh, good. Oh, okay. All right. Well, pretty exciting household. And you often make fart sounds?
Yes.
Do your parents Do they approve of that? They think it's a good thing to do?
Yes.
Oh, good. All right. Thought maybe they might be a bit strict, but no, apparently they love the farts. Good on them.
Brianna, take your time, honey, but when you're ready, just go for it.
Yep.
Whoa! Gosh, Brianna, that was amazing. I love how she just gives one word answers. Like, she says more with her fart than she does with her actual voice.
Brianna, can I ask how you performed that?
With my mouth.
Just your mouth?
It was just your mouth.
On my arm.
Oh,
on your arm.
I knew there had to be some reinforcement.
Was it in the nuzzle of your elbow? Was it that part of your arm?
Up further.
Up further?
Up further.
Oh, Brianna. Oh, I hope that one day you go on to win a lot of money farting further up your arm. We don't have any money for you, but we're very impressed with you, Brianna. You are the future of our country. I hope
Thanks,
you become
Brianna.
Prime Minister one day.
Good luck, hon. Thank you.
Oh, whoever raised Brianna raised a great little girl.
We've got Alex. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, g'day, Alex. All right, let's get serious. All right.
All right. Are
now,
you ready?
Yep. We'll give you a drum roll, and then we want to hear you let rip. Here we go. Oh! You just kept pushing that one, didn't you?
That one was hard.
Yeah.
Wow. That sounded painful.
Yeah, dude, it was a real rip snorter. I was like the Inception horn. Oh.
Is that like a lawnmower?
like a diesel.
I have no further questions.
No, I want to know what was on a mental image, as rough as that
Do
sounds.
Do you really? Though?
What body part were you using, Alex?
No, I was using my palms on my mouth.
Classic. I mimed it, but Australia can't see. Yeah, it's not
no,
the project.
It's radio.
All right, they would do that. If you just joined us and you're rolling your eyes and going, why are these two morons talking about farts? First of all, yeah, we're morons, but don't point it out. Second of all, it's because the guy who won Finland's Got Talent won it doing a Christmas carol with hand farts. So this is actually a news segment. I just wanted to explain that in case we were tuning in right now. The video's on our Twitter.
We've got Roxy. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Rox. Let's serious, please. Serious. All right. Welcome to Australia's Got Farting Talent. This is my job. I get paid to do this. Just thought I'd point that out. Okay, Roxy, we're going to get you to fart with your body and then, I don't know, we'll do a drum roll and then you do it, all right? That was beautiful.
Rox, that was the perfect hand fart.
It was like if we were here at work and there was a sound effect button that said perfect fart and we pressed it.
That would be it.
That's what we would have gotten.
I mean, you've got a ways to go before you're busting out Christmas carols like Anton in Finland, but that's a really solid start. Sorry, I shouldn't have said solid.
That's the hand fart's worst nightmare.
Okay. Well done, Roxy.
Thank you.
Yeah. You could win Australia's Got Talent one day. You could be our most talented human.
Oh, you know, if they do another series of Australia's Got Talent, they're going to wonder why there's this influx of hand farters and they're going to have to thank the Dan and Maz show.
Look, we've got to get to news. We're getting so many calls. Maybe we can do a fart before the end of the show.
Sure.
All right.
We'll see how we go.
At least replay Anton.
You're waking up with Dan and Maz Weekends.
Everything lights up, makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about.
Morning legends, Dan and Maz Weekends, you have us for another hour. If you've just joined us, man, we had a pretty good 7 till 8 a.m.
You've missed out on farts, dinosaurs, pigs, cheese. And a Santa telling a child he was a bit too portly.
Yeah.
How's that for an hour of radio?
That is good hour.
Yeah, when was the last time you heard an hour of radio that action-packed? Tell you what, you've got another one coming up.
You sure do. We're kicking it off next with our favourite segment, You're Unbelievable.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
It's time for our favourite segment. It's called You're Unbelievable.
You're unbelievable.
You tell us the stories that you tell other people and nobody else believes, but we promise to believe you.
You're so unbelievable.
Blow our minds with your stories, Australia 131060. Here are the kind of stories we get.
You're unbelievable.
I was cleaning out my room and seeing this magazine and I thought, oh, I remember this old thing. The scratchy fell out and I won £290,000.
Oh,
the call line that we rang up, it was actually closed. The promotion had ended.
You're so unbelievable.
I was driving along the highway and there was a car with a bike on the roof and there was a blow-up doll tied to it.
You're so unbelievable.
Drinking some wine and having some carrot sticks. I had a bad one. I thought I'd throw it away. It hit one of the beams and it bounced back and landed in my wine glass.
You're unbelievable.
I took my mum boy toys to show and tell one year in primary school, and when I tell my friends, no one believes me.
Wait. When you say boy toys...
You're unbelievable.
Okay.
131060 is the number. It's the story that when you tell people, they go, that is unbelievable. I do not believe that that actually happened, but we absolutely believe you.
Oh, you're a bloody liar, Trevor.
No, it did happen. The weirdest, craziest stuff. We love the stuff we uncover in this segment. So 131060, blow our minds with your unbelievable story.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
We love your unbelievable stories on 131060. We love it when you blow our minds.
You're so unbelievable.
All right, chuck us a story that when you tell people, it's the wild and crazy thing that definitely happened to you, but they don't believe you.
You're unbelievable.
We've got Andrew on 131060. G'day, Andrew.
G'day, how are you?
Okay, I thought for a minute that you didn't believe you were on radio.
Yes, I forgot to turn my radio off.
Okay, all right, but good work, good diligence there. All right, blow
that
our
is
minds.
Extremely believable. Yeah, yeah, a lot of people do that.
I know, right? But I love hearing myself, but that's a bit too much.
What's your unbelievable story,
Andrew? My unbelievable story is last Christmas up near Merimbula, my wife and I and the kids were driving to the beach and we were talking about childhood, you know, toys that you used to play with when you're a kid. And for some reason I brought up remember that pink disc frisbee that you used to be able to like throw like the hundreds and hundreds of meters, you know,
sure.
Like a flying disc. I hadn't seen one for 25 years, and I said, "Oh, next Christmas I'd like to get the kids one of them because they're really cool." And we got to the beach, and no one else was on the beach because it was really windy. We were going to fly a kite, and bobbing around in the water was one of those frisbees, and I went and got it.
You're unbelievable.
There you go. You didn't need Santa.
No, I didn't need it, and I've still got the frisbee. It still works fine.
Do you?
Hadn't seen one for 25 years, and 2 minutes after we were talking about it, I found one.
Oh.
Was it pink?
Yeah, exactly.
That
I was talking about.
Were the kids like, oh, yeah, Dad, let's play with your favourite toy? Oh, it's not as good as a PlayStation.
Nah, no, they weren't really interested.
Yeah. Kids, right?
Not an iPad.
Suck,
don't worry about it.
All right.
Oh, thanks, Andrew. That's awesome. Melissa, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, babe. What's your unbelievable story?
So going back almost 37 years ago, my parents were dating and my dad accidentally shot my mum in the neck.
You're unbelievable.
Okay, but you know, you said accidentally, they went on to get married and have a family, so
yes.
It wasn't that bad.
Well, mum was in hospital she still got some bullet fragments in her neck, which they couldn't remove.
Okay, it kind of was that bad, all right.
Yeah.
How did this happen?
They were at a friend's house and obviously this friend had a gun and said it wasn't loaded, so dad just went to go and pick it up and it went off.
Oh my God.
And it shot his date in the neck.
Yes.
The neck is an important part of the body. It's got like blood flowing in it. It's got a bit of
very
brain in.
Very close to the face.
Spine and face
and
is just
brain.
Near. Heart's just below. Yeah, it's
oh
a prime area.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. And so I guess after that, you kind of got to get married. Once you've been, either that or never see each other again.
You get married or you break up.
That's
they're
it.
The only two options after
that
scenario.
It's a real galvanizer, isn't it? A relationship test.
Wow.
In fact, if you're wondering, where's my relationship heading? Do not.
No, do not get a rifle and shoot your partner.
No.
That is not what we need you to do.
Wow.
Oh, that's hectic.
Candace on 131060. We're getting unbelievable stories. Blow our minds, Candace.
Well, when I was little, my sister and I saw a Barbie doll, Peach Barbie it was, that we really wanted. And my mum told us that we weren't allowed to have it. So when we went home, I was pretty resourceful and decided that I was going to rip all my baby sister's teeth out so that we could get money from the Tooth Fairy to get Peach Barbie. And my mum thought we were being very quiet. And when she came in the room, I had five of her baby teeth in a tissue.
You're unbelievable.
Oh, man. That is the dark side of the Tooth Fairy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
At least they were baby teeth.
You were trying to bankroll the Tooth Fairy to get a Barbie.
I know. We got the Barbie, needless to say.
Oh, that's kind of rewarding your behaviour.
I know.
Is that like
Oh, gosh. There's just so many flaws in this story.
Yeah, but at the same time, you've got to applaud the business knowledge. You know how they say, like, there's like a high percentage of CEOs that are psychopaths?
Candace is one of them.
Yep.
Zach, hello.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Zach.
Wrap it up for us, mate. What's your unbelievable story?
About 10 years ago, I brought a project car and got it home.
A what? Sorry?
A project car.
Also, as in, like, I wouldn't mind having a tinker with a car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got it home, unloaded off the trailer, only time I actually got to ever drive it. And I put it in the shed, left the keys in the ignition, and my young bloke decided he was going to get in there and take the keys out. And from that day, I could never find those keys again. About 6 months ago, I thought, okay, I'm going to do a bit of landscaping at the front, rip up the gardens, you know, make the house look pretty again. And ended up finding the keys in the garden in his little Tonka truck that he buried about, I don't know, probably about 30 centimetres in the garden.
Wow.
You're unbelievable.
That's great.
Always
That's
keep your
great.
Keys with the vehicle, I guess. You just got the wrong
vehicle.
Yeah,
exactly right.
Well, you don't always keep the keys of the vehicle. Someone could steal it. You keep the keys in your pocket.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Anyway, whatever. I don't have a driver's license, so I don't really know much about cars and keys and such.
That's amazing.
I think that's cute.
Zach, do you still have the car?
Yeah, I've still got the car, and the keys still fit the door, but you know, not in the ignition because I've got that change. So.
Of course. Oh, yeah. Of course.
How old was the kid, by the way? Like, are we talking like a 25-year-old son? Or like?
No, he was five at the time, and when I asked him about it, he remembered, I remember playing with the keys, and I remember burying them, but he couldn't remember telling me at the time where they were.
I remember burying them. That would have helped, mate. That would have helped.
Exactly.
Also, Parent of the Year Award for, like, letting your kid just play with the keys in your car.
Well, that's true.
He would have taken them through a wall, maybe. So. Lucky you buried them. You shouldn't have had them in the first place, Zach.
Well done, team.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Hey, Bo Ryan was a bit of a hero during the week. Dun, 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 dun. Bo Ryan, I don't know if everyone's seen this story, but it's really cute, very heartwarming. He responded to an urgent request on Twitter. So a young woman by the name of Mahalia sent a tweet saying, "Urgent request, any assistance to boost my friend up? She's currently in Prince of Wales Hospital and has roughly 4 hours to live as she's fighting cancer. She wants Greg Inglis or Bo Ryan to come see her. If everyone can share this or get in contact for me, that would be much appreciated."
Mahalia Murphy is a rugby sevens player. And Bo Ryan, of course, rugby league player. So I feel like...
there's a connection there.
So it basically, yeah, but obviously they're not friends because she had to put it out publicly. But you can imagine it going through the degrees of rugby separation at some stage, crossing over codes, getting to Bo Ryan. And Bo Ryan, bloody legend. How good's his response?
He just says, "Leaving Shell Harbour now. See you in 2 hours. Tell her to stay strong." And then the next thing that we see on social media from both Mahalia and Bo is a picture of him at Mahalia's friend's bedside. And her just saying thanks to everyone for making this special moment happen.
Round of applause. Oh,
I think it's cool. I think that is a really incredible story of, you know what, this person has called me out. They need my help. I'm going to go and help them. And I think it's really encouraging.
It's nice to know, Maz, that celebrities aren't all, you know, locked away in their ivory tower, counting their money, looking down at the normal people like us, Maz, and saying, oh no, we're better than you. We will not do anything for you, you little nothings. But no, they're like, yeah, I'll bloody help you out, mate.
Well, I think it's great to be in a situation like Bo where, you know, there are a lot of people that look up to him and follow what he does and really like him. And so to be asked for help on a platform like Twitter and to be in a situation where you actually can respond and get there and, you know, follow through with the help, I think that that's a really cool position to be in, to be using that celebrity power for good and for empowerment, I think is a really cool thing.
It's kind of like Uber for Bo Ryan. It's like, I need a Bo Ryan right now. And you put it on Facebook and it's like, oh, g'day guys, Bo Ryan here, just popping by. Oh no, your score isn't very high. I'm not going to help you out.
It really is a celebrity doing someone a massive favour.
131060. Have you ever asked a celebrity for a favour and they've come good on it? They've helped you out. It's good. This is a good bit of PR for a celebrity, like, because if a celebrity helps you out, you go, yeah, you know what? I want all of Australia to know about how much of a legend this famous person is. You know, I'll get it started. I'd like to say thank you to a celebrity that helped me out. This was when I was, you know what? I reckon I might have been a teenager, maybe 20. But I was definitely starting out in my theatrical career. And I was doing a play at uni. I say play. It was like a uni review. It was it was Captain Planet and the Planeteers, and I wrote it. And at the time, I was in Perth. So you don't get many celebrities in Perth, but when you do, you know about it. And doing a play at the Regal Theatre in Subiaco was Sean McAuliffe, one of my comedy heroes.
Yeah, he'd definitely be one of your idols, right?
Well, absolutely. I think I stole a lot of his jokes when I was a kid. And so we knew that he was going to be in town. We knew what theatre he would be at. And me and my mates were like, wouldn't it be cool if we could get him to be in our uni play? And so what we did was we wrote a little script, just a paragraph, right, to go at the start of the play as like a narrator thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we waited at the, like, the door at the side of the theatre, like the stage door. Not creepy. Fan. Not creep. Fan.
Super fan.
And we waited
waiting
there
at the door of anything to see a celebrity puts you into super fandom.
Yep. I'll take that. I didn't cross over into creep, though. Just fan.
It depends on what you said and how much you touched him when you saw him.
Didn't touch other than a handshake.
Okay.
But he came out afterwards because he knew that there were sort of people milling around to meet him because Perth, you know, this is the only time we're ever going to get to meet one of our favourite people. And he came out and we waited till the end and we had a computer with us and we said, hey, Sean, we're a couple of law students who are putting on a play at uni, just like you used to do back in the day.
Oh, and that's a good connection, isn't
thank
it? Because he
you
was a lawyer, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
thank
okay,
you.
Okay.
And
yeah,
we said,
smart.
You know, we'd love to just record something. It's just a bit of a joke to go at the start where it's like, you know, just to make the play a bit more cool. And he was like, yeah, sure. I'm like, cool. Just speak it into the microphone. He goes, no, you know what? Come backstage where there won't be any street audio and we can just do it in my dressing room.
Wow.
And we opened up the laptop and he recorded a few different reads of our script and he threw in a couple of jokes of his own. And then at the end, he was like, oh, why am I doing this? I've won 2 Logies like that. And we were like,
Funny. What a legend.
I know. And he was like, oh, thanks so much, guys. It's great to be able to help you guys out. We're like, no, it's great to have you to help us out. And then, afterwards, we went and got a drink and we were all like, oh my God, Sean McAuliffe is going to be in our show.
That's amazing. Because he would have seen so much of himself in you guys.
Yeah.
So much of his youth.
I'd like to think so.
Well, you know, shaggy hair law students doing uni plays.
Yeah,
like,
maybe he was like, this is about as far. This is probably going to be the highlight of these guys' career. I might as well help it out a little bit.
There's that too.
Oh, it feels good, doesn't it?
Great story. Okay, so we'd love to know if a celebrity has done you a massive favour.
Yeah.
131060 is the number.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
131060 is our number. We'd love to know if a celebrity did you a massive favour inspired by Bo Ryan this week.
What a legend. Well done, Bo.
Yeah, he responded to a tweet by Mahalia Murphy requesting either his or Greg Inglis's company at the bedside of a very ill friend. And Bo responded on Twitter saying, leaving Shell Harbour now. See you in 2 hours. Tell her to stay strong. And a couple of hours later, you can see on social media that he's by the bedside of Mahalia's sick friend. We think that's a pretty massive favour.
Yeah. No, we don't know if Greg Inglis responded.
No.
Nothing with GI so far.
It's always good to throw out an option A and also, an option B.
And also maybe he's just not that good on the socials.
That's the other thing too. Like just as well, you know, for Bo to, I guess, be able to get that tweet in his newsfeed is probably a miracle in itself with all of the stuff that's going online these days.
I know. And it's, yeah, exactly. You can,
you know, like the chances of him seeing the tweet being, you know, available that he responded, he drove to Shell Harbour. Like it's actually, it's a Christmas miracle that this happened.
It got through all the fake news about Hillary Clinton being a dragon or whatever. Yeah. All right. Has a celebrity done you a favour just like Bo? We got Sharon on 131060. G'day, Shaz.
Hi.
What celebrity did a favour for you?
So I contacted Mark Hunt, the UFC fighter.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yep. And it was my husband's birthday coming up, and I bought him the Mark Hunt biography book. And so I just thought I'd try my luck, and I wrote to him on Instagram, like I private messaged him on Instagram.
Oh, slid into the DMs, all right.
And it was just before his most recent big fight, so he was probably in camp training and stuff, and I wrote to him, and I was like, look, I understand you're probably really busy, and if you don't respond, that's totally cool, but it's my husband's birthday coming up, he's a big fan, and I was wondering if I send my copy of your book to you, if you would autograph it and send it back. And within a couple of days, he'd written back, yep, no problem. He sent me his home address.
Love it.
I sent the book to him. He made it out to my husband, signed it, and popped it in an express post bag and sent it back to me right before his big fight.
Wow.
What a legend.
That's so cool. And now, like, if you're in his area, you can
pop
over.
In.
Yeah. Get a cup of tea.
Pop on in. Why not? Thank you. We've got Nikki. Hello.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah,
good. Which celebrity did you a massive favour?
Well, I had leukemia myself a few years ago.
Oh,
and
mate.
I'm good now. It's okay.
Well done.
I'm now the ambassador for the Children's Cancer Institute. So I did a big fundraiser. Thank you. And I just did a hike and we did some fundraising beforehand. And through being sick, I've gotten to know like a few people in like celebrity status kind of thing. So I reached out to them and Eric Groves Junior and Senior, Sophie Monk, Shannon Ponton and Nathan Bracken all donated gear and they all signed it and like they're incredible.
That's so awesome.
Gosh, round of applause.
Yeah.
That's a
well
good
done,
list
team.
Of that's a good list of celebrities you can trust.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Good on you, Nikki. We've got Steve, hello.
Morning guys, how are you?
Good.
Yeah,
Steve.
We're great. We're talking about celebrities doing you a massive favour.
Yeah, my mate Jason Clark from South.
Okay.
My mum was at the Children's Hospital and one of the kids with cancer, his dream was to meet the South players because he was a massive South fan. So I rang my mate Clarky and said a couple of things and he organised the whole team to come down and see him.
That's cool.
And for the rest of that year, they got him box tickets to all their games and got him all the South gear and things like that and signed jerseys and whatnot.
Good on you for making that phone call to your mate.
That is awesome. Imagine if you were like, oh, I just want to meet the Rabbitohs. And then you just get like Russell Crowe. Oh, great. Great. Awesome.
We've got Glenn on 131060. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, really good.
We're talking celebs doing you a massive favour.
I worked at Sheraton on the Gold Coast back in like 02, 03. And the big day out is where most of the bands stay.
Ah, there it is.
And I was working in the porters department and Metallica arrived and I had the fortune of taking Lars Ulrich to his room.
Wow.
And just chatting with him along the way, did a bit of the fanboy thing because I used to drum and stuff like that. And I said, oh,
yep.
I don't have a pen or anything to get an autograph. Is there anything I can get off you to prove that I've met you? And he said, oh, I'll see what I can do. And I sort of got the bit of the fob off. And anyway, the weekend went, they played the big day out. And Monday morning, I arrived at work and I got a really serious call up to the concierge office up the front desk, and I rocked up there and he'd actually left me the drumsticks that he'd used at the concert over the weekend with like a little bow and then a note just saying, all the best, mate.
Wow.
Yeah, fully. Like totally shredded sticks. Like they're worth about $150 just on their own, let alone the fact that they're Lars's. And, yeah, I've actually got a photo from the big day out of him using them on stage that I got online and stuff like that.
That so. Oh, Glenn. Is cool. That's so legend. Cool. Oh, that's so great.
I love Mars that was unsolicited as well. Oh, like, Glenn didn't go, hey, P.S., can you leave me a sticks?
Who would have thought he'd be such a nice guy? He tried to shut down Napster, but he's giving drumsticks to Glenn. So you take the rough with the smooth.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Before we get out of here, let's just revisit Anton. The winner of Finland's Got Talent.
Playing a very special instrument. His hands. You can see the video on our Twitter, at Dan and Maz. Anton, you Christmas angel. Officially.
It's a talent.
The most talented man in Finland.
It sure is. Guys, sadly, we have to get out of here. But we're back tomorrow morning. We're at Dan and Maz on everything. See you at 7 a.m.
Dan and Maz Weekends.